Parshas Vayakel, the Torah reiterates many aspects of Dinei Shabbos, and it mentions the Yisra of Los Havara Eish B'chol Mosh Loseichem B'yom HaShabbos. The fact that the Malacha of Havara is specified certainly is a Chiddush. After all, the Gemara writes in Shabbos and Daf Mem Tes that it is not necessary for the Torah to delineate all of the Lamed Tes Malachos. Of course, we base this on Dunya the Mishkan, either Meleches HaMishkan, meaning Binyan HaMishkan, or perhaps Avodas HaKarbanos, a lengthy discussion of Psicha Begleital, but one thing is clear, it is certainly is not necessary for the Torah to be mefaret each and every malacha. And if indeed the Torah goes out of its way and specifies a particular malacha, that the Gemara always sees as a question, as a challenge, why in fact that was necessary. Tosus, for example, writes in the very first daf of the Shabbos, the fact that the Torah goes out of its way and highlights the Malacha Potzah somehow tells us something, that there's something unique about this Malacha Potzah. And that's what rewrites Hotzah is a Malacha Gerua, and therefore if the Pasuk would not emphasize Hotzah, we would not have known that this in fact is an Isser Malacha. Regarding those Sevar Uesh, here the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Ayin quotes the Machlokis between Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi maintains that the fact that the Torah specifies this malacha, that teaches us that in fact it is not a malacha at all. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi, Havara lilav yotzos. And therefore, it is simply an iser lav on Shabbos, if a person will go ahead and burn a particular item of a sevar weish, but it is not considered to be a malacha at all. And therefore, obviously, it's necessary for the Torah to specify this as a non-malacha. If, for example, there's an iser of Mechamer, or Shvisas Behemto, or Shvisas Avadim, or Shvisas Kelim, or Tchumim, all the non-malachos, that the Torah has to go out of its way and mention more specifically. So Rabbi Yossi writes, the fact the Torah does this when it comes to Lo Sevar Uesh, that indicates that it is not considered to be a malacha at all. And Rabbi Nosson disagrees, maintains that is not true, that as we assume the halacha, that Havar is considered to be Bichlal HaMalachos, why is the Torah go ahead and specify? This tells us that Lamed Al HaKlal Kuli Yotza. By example, this is telling us something regarding all the Lamed Tes Malachos, and this is one of the Makoros that the Gemara has in Shabbos and Daf Ayin for the concept of Chiluk Malachos. How do we know if a person, for example, violates various Malachos B'Shogeg, that he's chayiv a separate carbon for each and every Malacha? That is the concept of Chiluk Malachos. And no doubt it's a great Chiddush. After all, there's a single Isser of Osasa Chomalacha, and maybe one would have argued that doing multiple Malachos on Shabbos is like eating many Kazesim of Chilev, and in such a case you should only be chayiv once if it was all done B'Helem Echad. And for that, we have a Chiddush of Chiluk Malachos, and Rabbi Nosson says that is derived from Lo Sevar Uesh. That just as the Torah specifies this malacha independently, so therefore this is true when it comes to each and every malacha. So when you see that sugya in Shabbos and Davayin, the clear nafgamin between Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi simply is the gabei onshin. What is the onish for the malacha of Havara? According to Rabbi Nosson, it's one of the lamatas malachos, yibichayiv kare skil and chatos. According to Rabbi Yossi, that is not the case. There is no kares, no skila, no chatos, but rather it's an iser lav. Yet, aside from that fact, the obvious difference between Rav Nosson and Rabbi Yossi, what is the onesh for Havara on Shabbos, you find in the Rishonim several other differences regarding this machlokes. Tosus and Beitza and Avchav Beisam and Beisam and Avchav Gimlam and Aleph quote in Yerushalmi regarding the issue as follows. The Malach of Havara, does this apply only on Shabbos, or does this apply even on Yantif as well? And Tosus refers you to the Yerushalmi that raises the issue of Mahud La'aduke Ner Shel Batala B'Yantif. Can a person go ahead and simply, right, extend or ignite a flame on Yantif? What the Yerushalmi calls Ner Shel Batala. Assuming, for example, it is not Ochal Nefesh, it is not necessarily covered by Mitoch, but in principle, is there an Isra of Lo Sevar Uesh when it comes to Yantif? After all, the Pasuk does say Lo Sevar Uesh B'chol Mosh Voseichem B'yom HaShabbos. To what extent should we assume that B'Shabbos in and B'Yantif Lo? So Tosus writes the following Chiddush, that this should depend on Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi. After all, if you will argue like Rabbi Nosson Shita, that Lo Sevar Uesh is B'chlal HaMalachos, we know that malacha applies in Yontif as well, just as losasa chomlacha and Shabbos and Yontif chomlacha savor losasu. If something is considered to be a malacha, it's not limited to Shabbos. It applies on Yontif as well, albeit that there are exceptions of malacha selcha nefesh. But in principle, the starting point is the malacha applies on Shabbos and on Yontif as well. Tosus writes the following: however, if you assume that lo sabaroesh is not a malacha, but rather it's an independent iser, and the Torah writes b'yom haShabbos, so perhaps that should be an indicator of b'Shabbos in and b'yantav lo. So Tosus writes in a word that that suffix of the Yerushalmi, whether there's an iser of avar on yantav, depends on Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Nassan, Shabbos and yantav. According to Rabbi Yossi, that is not the case. This is one day in Tosus as well, in the Sugya in Psachim and Afayim and Aleph, extending to Heyam Rebeis. There, when it comes to Unyani Pesah, regarding the mitzvah Tashbisa, we know the Torah tells us that Ach B'yom HaRishon Tashbisa. And obviously, you know that B'yom HaRishon does not mean the first day of Pesach, but rather B'yom HaRishon means prior to Pesach. How do you know that that is true? That Ach B'yom HaRishon, Rishon means an Erev Pesach. So the Gemara puts forth several possibilities, and one of them is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that, wait a second, that Tashbis Yisrami Batechem is Al Yidei Sreifa. Umatzinu Havara Shihi Av Malacha. Sreifa on Pesach. You're not allowed to be sorry of Chametz on Pesach, and therefore it must mean that the Pasuk is referring to Erev Pesach. That's the drasha of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says the following Chiddush, that according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, Shma mina mid Rabbi Akiva tlas. We can say three great chiddushin d'oraisa. According to Rabbi Akiva, that single argument of Rabbi Akiva, that bir chametz is b'sreif, and therefore obviously it can't be on yantiv, it must be before yantiv. So the Gemara says you see three chiddushin d'oraisa. Number one is Rabbi Akiva assumes, as the sheet of Rabbi Yud explicitly, that ein bir chametz ala b'sreifa, that tashbisu is burning the chametz. Because if you were to assume as the Chachamim the Hashbas of a Chol Davar, so therefore that does not necessarily entail Chil Shabbos. So first is Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. And furthermore, what about the principle of Mitoch, the Sugyan Beis and Afya Beis Amnalef, Mitoch Shur Hutru Letzorech, Hutru Nami Shalu Letzorech. Those Malachos that are Mutter Letzorech HaChanefesh, they're even Mutter Shalu Letzorech. Either Shalu Letzorech Klal, that's what Rashi writes in Beitz and Afya Beis, or at least his Tosfos Shalo Letzarech Ochonefesh, but you do need a Tzarech Hayom Ktzas. Isn't Bir Chametz a Tzarech Hayom? So therefore, even if you insist that Bir Chametz is Besreifa, but isn't that a sufficient Tzarech in order to apply the principle of Mitoch? So the Gemara says the following Chiddush that apparently you see that Rabbi Akiva does not subscribe to Mitoch. Ochonefesh is Mutter, but a Tzarech Hayom is insufficient. And then the Gemara says the following, and we also learn from Rabbi Akiva that he agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Nassim, that Havari is Lechalek Yitzhaz. Havari is Lechalek Yitzhaz. That's difficult. No, how do you know that that's true? I understand very well that you see Ein Bir Chametz Ala B'Sreifa, because after all, if you could dispose of the Chametz in other ways, do it even on Yantiv. And I understand, apparently, that he denies Mitoch, because Mitoch should allow Sreifas Chametz. That's not so simple, because I'll ask you a Shaila L'Halacha. We assume Mitoch. We paskin against the Shita. We paskin like Poshup Shah Beis Hillel, Beit Yevezim, and Aleph, that we assume Mitoch. And yet the Gemara writes himself in Davah, let's assume a person finds Chametz in the Rosh Hashanah Pesach. You don't burn the Chametz on Pesach, rather, Kof Lovasakli, just cover it up. In order that you don't come to eat it, then Cholamoid, you should burn it. That's a difficult, you know? We who do assume Mitoch, why shouldn't you be allowed to burn the Chametz on Yantiv? And if you'll tell me, Bir Chametz is not considered to be a Tzarech, how can the Gemara derive then that Rabbi Akiva denies the principle of Mitoch? But for our purpose, what's difficult is that last point. How do you know that Rabbi Akiva maintains the Shita of Rabbi Nassim? Havar is Lechalek Yatzas. How is that a Raya? Havar is Lechalek Yatzas. Why is that true? That's Tosus's Kasha. All Rabbi Akiva says is don't burn your Chametz on Pesach. That means he holds like Rabbi Nassim against the view of Rabbi Yossi. So Tosus has 2 days. One day in Tosus says, yeah, Eino Chinami, that's Sugyan Beitza. Exactly that point. That one of the nafkaminas that you don't find in the Gemara between Rabbi Nas and Rabbi Yossi is whether there was a malacha of Havarlo Sevaro Eishan Yantiv. According to Rabbi Nasan, that it's a malacha, malacha extends to Yantif as well. According to the view of Rabbi Yossi, that it's one of the peripheral Yisurei Shabbos, who says that that applies when it comes to Yantiv? So if you have Rabbi Akiva that tells you you're not allowed to burn chametz on Yantiv, so clearly he's holding like the shita of Rabbi Nasan, because according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no Yisur of Los Sabaroish when it comes to Yantiv. That's very good if you assume that Chiddush Atosus, that one of the unspoken nafkaminas, Rabbi Nas, Rabbi Yossi, is this great Chiddush, whether there is a halach of those Sevaroish and Yantiv. That's one possibility in Tosus. The second possibility in Tosus is, you're right, that diuk of the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Nasan does not stem from the argument of Rabbi Akiva, but rather from the language of Rabbi Akiva. If all Rabbi Akiva would have said is that you can't burn chametz on Pesach, we would not be able to tell whether he holds like Rabbi Nasan and Rabbi Yossi, because both agree that there's an Isra of those Sevara Weish and Yantiv. That's not what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Akiva's phrase was, Matsinu Havara Shehi Av Malacha. No, I'm quoting Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva called it an Av Malacha. He didn't have to. Rabbi Akiva could have said that Tashbisu cannot mean on Pesach because Asu Lifn Isra of Chametz Pesach. If that was the statement, we wouldn't know how he holds. But if he chooses to state Matsino Havarshi Av Malacha, it's only an Av Malacha according to Rabbi Nasan. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not an Av Malacha, it's not one of Lamatas Malachos, it's a separate Isser of Shabbos, and therefore the Diuk is from the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva. Those are two pretty important days in Tosus, Himsach and Afeim of Beis. The top Tosus, where Tosus has two days, says whether the Isser of those Savaroish applies in Yantiv, or whether it's unlimited to Shabbos, in two ways of understanding that Sugim Sachim, the Raya of Rabbi Akiva. If you look, for example, in Shagazari, the Shagazari is found right in Simin Reish Sariches. The Shagazari disagrees and maintains as follows, that, you know, it may very well be that one could question the non-Isuri Malacham Shabbos. Do they apply to Yantiv? Do they not apply to Yantiv? Because maybe only Malacha applies in Yantiv. But when it comes to those Sevara Weish, that's not exactly like Tchumim, or Mechamer, or Shvisa Savadim. All those other cases are not Malachas. Those are not Malachas. Here, the Shagasari writes, the Shagasari is in Ayin Aleph, the Menchaschinach is in Meish Sariches. The Shagasari in the Menchaschinach write the following Chiddush. Havara, the starting point is, Havari is one of the malachas. After all, what is the malacha? Hach tahavim mishkan chashiva karadeyav. Now that's the Gemara writes, Baba Kamada Beis, mishkan chashiva karadeyav. Lo Sevaro Eish was definitely mishkan chashiva. And therefore Rabbi Nasan says it's a malacha. That's the starting point. Why does Rabbi Nasan argue, no, there's no karis, there's no skila? It's not comparable to tchumim. Tchumim is not a malacha. So if I were to ask you, right, is there skila? You would argue, mechataisi. Why in the world should there be skila? If you were going to tell me anybody says there's skila, I would say, prove it. When it comes to those Sevara Weish, the starting point, the Shagasei Menchaschinach writes, is exactly the opposite. It is a malacha. It is a malacha. The Chiddush Hakra, according to Rabbi Yossi, of our parsha, those Sevara Shbachom HaShemoseichem, is not that it creates the Isser, but rather the Chiddush Hakra is it reduces the Onesh. The starting point is, in fact, it is a malacha. And therefore, Menchaschinach and Shagasari assume that you cannot classify, even according to Rabbi Yossi, the malacha of those Sevaro Eish as like Shvisa Savadim or like Tchumim. No, this is Bechlal HaMalachos L'Chulei Alma. And if not for the pasuk that reduces the Onesh to an Isr Lav, of course it's part of the malacha. And therefore, Shagasari and Menchaschinach argue that both according to Rabbi Nasan and according to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, those Sevara Weish should apply when it comes to Yantif as well. It is a malacha. It's included in Malachas Avodah, even though, right, the Isser is in fact reduced. There's another point that the Shagasari and Chaschinach mentioned, and that is the following. We know when it comes to malacha on Shabbos or Yantif, malacha is not only a lav, but it's also an essay. After all the sugyas that one finds, for example, Shabbos, Daf Chav Dalet, Rav Eitz, Daf Ches, if something is a lav on Yantiv, why don't we assume that Esei Dachalos Esei? See, on Shabbos, Malacha has an Isser Karis. When it comes to Chiyuv Karis, you don't say Esei Dachalos Esei. If two brothers marry two sisters, we don't say that the mitzvah of Yibum should be Doch HaDisr of Achos Isha. We don't assume that an Esei is Doch HaLav Sheish Bo Karis. But whenever you're dealing with a case where it's Yantif, and Yantif is a lav, why don't you assume that Esei Dachalos Esei? For example, the Sugi Shabbos Chav Dalet, Sreifas Kodshim. Sreifas Kodshim is a mitzvah of Eish Tisrofu. Why is it that you can't be Sreif Kodshim Yantif on Shabbos? Of course not. Why Yantif? Why did you assume Esei Dachalos Esei? The Gemara has in Beitz and Dav Chesem in Beitz, the case of Kisui Hadam. If a person did Shchita and he didn't prepare Afar Mibod Yom, why don't you allow a person to violate Malacha? Go ahead and take a clot of dirt and grind it up, kotesh, for the purpose of Kisui Adam, because of Esei Dachalos Esei. So that's what the Gemara answers the Chiddush of Avashi. Wait a second. Malacha, right, on Yantif is not just a lav. Malacha on Yantif is a lav and an Esei. And Ein Esei Dachalos Esei. Ve Esei? It's an important ta'ara that Malacha Shabbos, Malacha Yantif is not just a lav, it's also an Esei, and therefore there's no longer a possibility of Esei, Doche, Los Esei, even when it comes to Yantif, not only when it comes to Shabbos. This is relevant for the following. If you look in Rabbeinu Chanana, on that very sugim, Psachim, Daf Hei Amud Beis, Rabbeinu Chanana writes something which is very difficult at first glance. The Gemara said that Shema min amid Rabbi Kiva Tlas, that Rabbi Kiva assumes like Rabbi Nasan, that Havar Lechalai Ketzas. How do you know that that's true? How do you know that that's true? So we have 2 days in Tosfos, right? Either because according to Rabbi Yossi there's no Isser, or Rabbi Kiva happened to call it an Av Malacha. Rabbi Nachanan writes one line, a very great Chiddush, but it's somewhat sosum. Rabbi Nachanan writes the following, because if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, Havar Lelav Yotzas, Tasi Esei Dehashbasas Chametz, Velidche Lav Dehavar. That's Rabbi Nachanan writes, a Chiddush. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, Sreifas Chametz should be Mutter on Yantiv because of Esei Dochalos Esei. That's Rabbi Nachanan writes. According to Rabbi Nassan, I understand. He can't apply Esei Dochalos Esei. But according to Rabbi Yossi, you should apply Esei Dochalos Esei. And the fact that Rabbi Akiva says you don't apply, you cannot be Sarev, that's a giveaway that he holds like Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Nassan. That's Rabbi Nachanana writes. According to Rabbi Yossi, Teisei Esei, Dehashvas Haschametz, Velidchi, Lav Dehavar. What's very difficult is the following. What is Rabbi Nachanana talking about? Esei Dehachalos Esei. When it comes to the case of Yantif, why should that be? And why should that be dependent on Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi? But what comes to mind at first glance, which is obviously wrong, is the following. We just mentioned that there's no principle of Esei Dochalav Sheish Bo Karis. So according to Rabbi Nassan, that Havara is Nisr Karis, you can't say Esei Dochalos Esei. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's just a lav, Esei Dochalos Esei, but obviously that can't be. But Machlokas Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi, where there's Karis, when it comes to those Sevaro Eish, is only on Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's a Machlokas, on Yantiv. There's no kares or skill or chatas in Yantif at all. All malacha in Yantif is only a lav whatsoever. So there's a machlokas, Rav Nosson, Rav Yossi, when it comes to Yantif. When it comes to Shabbos, Rav Nosson says you're chayiv misa, and Rav Yossi says it's nisr lav. Here we're talking about Yantif. Yantif is only a lav. And then furthermore, doesn't the Gemara comment that you don't apply Esei Dochalos Esei in Yantif? Because ain Esei Dochalos Esei. Vesei. So what's the possibility of an Esei Dochalos Esei? According to Rabbi Yossi, Yantif is a lav, Yantif is an Esei, Ein Esei Dochalos Esei, Vesei. That's the difficulty. How do you understand the Shita of Rabbeinu Chanana? What exactly does Rabbeinu Chanana mean? Poshu Pshat, right, the answer to Rabbeinu Chanana perhaps is based on, right, the following Chiddush of the Rashba. And this is, right, the Sugin Yevamos, right, and Apo. A known Gemara, right, that you know, a parent goes ahead and tells you, right, to be Mechal Shabbos, Yachal Lishmalo, Tamalomar Achesh of Sosei Tishmoro, Kulchem chayavim bechorim. Kulchem chayavim bechorim. So if a parent will go ahead and tell you b'machal Shabbos, you don't listen. How do you know that you don't listen? Right? The answer is ha'gzeiros ha'kosuv. Eshav sosei tishmoru, kulchem chayavim bechorim. That Gemara is very difficult. No, you need a gzeiros ha'kosuv. You need a gzeiros ha'kosuv to tell you that that's true. First of all, what exactly did the parent tell you? Now, that's what the Rashba discusses. What did the parents say? Be Mechal Shabbos. Or the other case that the Gemara has, right? The little child is a Kohen, and the father says, go jump in the Beis HaKvaros. So, Yachal Yishmano, Tamalom Arachesh of Sosei Tishmaru. Is that really part of Kibbut Avein? It's a fascinating theme. That's what the Rashba discusses. Is there a Kibbut Avein? That really is considered to be a conflict. The whole assumption of the Gemara seems to be that I'm conflicted. On the one hand, there's a mitzvah of kibbut. On the other hand, no, there's Nisr Kol HaShabbos. What gives? No, there's a mitzvah of kibbut when the father says, Techalas HaShabbos. The father says to his son who was a Kohen, Titame. And that's my dilemma. That's the Rashba writes. It can't be so simple. It has to be a more complicated case. The father is very thirsty. The father says, bring me that cup of water. You know what? That happens to be in the Beis HaKvaros. That's Kibbut Avein. Achilim Abisha Mashkehu. If the father would just simply say, right, Tatame, the Rashba writes, that is not the full mitzvah of Kibbut Avein that you've recorded Xeris HaKosov at all. So Tosas is bothered. You've almost in Davah. You need a pasuk? Still, you need a pasuk? Good. We're talking about a case where it's real kavod. The father said, I'm very, very thirsty. Bring me the cup of water. And I look and I see it's in the Beis HaKvaros. Or whatever I have to access, I have to retrieve, would involve an act of Chilul Shabbos. You still need a pasuk. And if I didn't have that pasuk, Achish of Sosei Tishmaru, I really wouldn't know. What in the world is the Havamina that Kibbut Avein is Docha Shabbos? Svara, Pshuta, is that it's Docha Shabbos? You need a Gzeiros HaKosuv to tell you no. Isn't the Svara HaChitzona that? Of course it's not going to be Docha Shabbos. Why do you need a Pasuk to tell you that? So the Gemara answers, Nivamos and Avav, this is what Tosus builds on. You're right. If a father were to tell you to do a malacha, well, of course it's not Docha Shabbos. You don't need a Pasuk for that. The Mitzvah Saseh of Kibraim is not to be Docha Lav Sheish Boskila. But we just mentioned there are a lot of non-Isurei Shabbos that are non-malachos. No? Mechamer. That's not a malacha. There's no kares, there's no skila. Mechamer is allowed. So if a father says to me, engage in mechamer, now I have a dilemma. Mechamer is allowed. Kibbut Avein is an essay. Maybe you should assume essay dochalos essay. That's what the Gemara says. Right, the way that the Hamonam presents the Gemara, a parent tells him Mechal Shabbos Yachal Ishmalo. No, not Malachos. Malachos, any Yachal Ishmalo. When it comes to exceptional cases where all it is an Isser Lav, maybe then you would think you can apply the principle of Esed Ochalos Hasei. So Tosus and the Rashba are bothered by the following. Even Mechamer is difficult, no? Because Shabbos is not just a Lav, Shabbos is also an essay. And ein essay dochalosa, save essay. That's the kasha, Tosus Narashba. Good, by reducing it to mechamer, you got out of the kares problem. But you're not home free because ein essay dochalosa, save essay. You see, according to Tosus' kasha, that the essay of Shabbos applies even to mechamer. And that's what the Rashba writes is not true. The Rashba writes the following chiddush, that the essay of Shabbos, Shabbosah, Tishbos, Ushmartim Esa Shabbos, Kikodesh Ilochem, the essay of Shabbos, the Rashba writes, Yivamos and Avav, only applies to Yisurei Malachim. It only applies to Lamed Tes Malachim. It doesn't apply to the peripheral Yisurei. If a person violates Shvisas Behemto, there's no essay. The essay only applies to Lamed Tes Malachim. That's the sheet of the Rashba. It's a theme for a different shir. There are five shittas in Rishon. Right? What is included in the essay to Shabbosah? But this is the Rashba shita that only Lamed Tes Malachos. And Tosas Avi disagrees. Tosas assumes that even Mechamer is included in the essay to Shabbosah. Because Tosas is quite bothered. Essay to Chalosah, save essay. Min Cheskin HaChorayitz, one could question that according to Tosas, The same should apply to tchumim. If your tchum is daraisa, maybe yes, maybe no. Is tchum identical to mechamer? But then Chaschinach writes, mechamer is like the category of all the non-isurim halachav Shabbos. That's the chiddush of the Rashba, so very good. If a parent tells you to engage in that which is mechamer, it's just a lav, it's not an essay. And therefore, yachal ishmalo, therefore tamalomach, shesose tishmalo. That chiddush of the Rashba, that only isurim halacha have an essay, poshav shad, that is that diuk of Rabbi Yochanan. The following sense. Rabbi Yochanan writes, whether you can apply essay do chalos essay, that depends on Rabbi Nassan Rabbi Yossi. So we found it very difficult. Why should it depend on Nassan Rabbi Yossi? Even according to Rabbi Nassan, Kares on Shabbos, not in Yantif. Yantif is a lav. And furthermore, you'll argue that Yantif is lav in an essay. So there's no possibility of Dechi even according to Rabbi Yossi then. Why is that Talo, but of Nassan Rabbi Yossi? Pashab Shan Rabbi Nachanel, exactly the following Chiddush, like the Rashba. And that is the essay the Shabbason only applies to Isuri Malacha. And therefore I'll ask you, given, as Rabbi Nachman assumes, Lo Sevaro Eish applies on Yantid, but is it just a lav, like Mechamer, or is it a lav and an essay? You know what the answer is? Depends on Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Nassan, it's one of the malachos. If it's a malacha, it's a lav and an essay. And therefore, Ein Essay Dofalos, Essay Vessay. But if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that it is not a malacha, on Shabbos, not only is there no kares, but there's no essay. On Yantiv, there's no essay. And therefore, it's simply a lav. If all it is a lav, then you should assume essay do chalos essay. That's the line, Rabbi Yochananel. The fact that Rabbi Kiva says it's aser and doesn't apply the principle of essay do chalos essay, that's an indicator that he holds like Rabbi Nassan. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochananel. One line. Like that Rashi and Yavamos and Davar. And you know who disagrees? The Shagas Aryeh and the Minchas Chinuch, right? With that same reasoning, that even if you assume that there is no essay regarding Mechamer, they argue that there is an essay regarding Lo Sevaro Eish, because of the starting point. When it comes to Mechamer, Mechamer is not one of Lamed Hesmolachos. It's a Chiddush HaKra that is Aser. Lo Sevaro Eish is Bichlam Mishkan Chashiva. The chiddush is that the onesh is reduced, but maybe lechulei alma, there is in fact an iser and an essay, even when it comes to that particular case. But I would suggest that that chiddush is shagas aryeh. Im nechasninach, they don't discuss this. It's against this Rabbi Nachananel, because the posh of shat Rabbi Nachananel is Rabbi Nachananel is extending that chiddush that we see in the Rashba even to the case of Lo Sevaro Eish as well, that according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no essay. All there is a lav, and therefore one could assume, interesting Kiddush, the possibility of essay lo chalos essay. So in addition to the nafgamina, which is explicit, what is the issur? Like when it comes to Shabbos, the machlokas, whether it applies in Yantif, even if it does apply in Yantif, is it only a lav, or is it a lav in the essay? According to Rabbi Yochananel, nafkamina between Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi. Further nafkamina between Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi. That's sugi in Shabbos and Nafayim. The theme is chiluk malachos. A person does many malachos, behelam echad, yischayev al kol malacha malacha. How do we know that this is true? How do you know that that's the case? So Rabbi Nassan says, that's lo sevaro eish. L'lamed ala klal kuliyadza. That's the source of chiluk malachos. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no chiluk malachos. Rabbi Yossi uses the pasuk of Lo Sevaro Eish for something else to tell you Havar is alav. How does Rabbi Yossi know chiluk malachos? So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yossi will have another makor for chiluk malachos. And that's the very beginning of Chumash Vayikra. The pasuk says, Achas Mehena. How many chiyuvim do you have on Shabbos? How many times do you chayiv a karban? You know what the answer is? Achas Hena. Sometimes if you do many malachas, you'll chayiv once. Sometimes if you do many malachas, you'll chayiv al kol malacha malacha. And that's the classic difference between a shigagas malach as opposed to a shigagas Shabbos. Sometimes you're unaware that it's Shabbos. In such a case, you're chayiv a single chatos. You know that it's Shabbos, but there's an individual shogeg regarding each and every melacha, then you're chayiv independently. In other words, Rabbi Yossi also agrees that there's a concept of chiluk malachos, that chiluk malachos is not derived from Nosevar Oesh, but rather heina, the word heina, achas meheina. Sometimes you're chayiv achas, sometimes you're chayiv heina. So I ask you the following. Everybody agrees with Chiluk Malachos, as before Shul Gemara, Shabbos Nafayim. Does it really matter whether the source of Chiluk Malachos comes from Osevar Oesh, or whether the source of Chiluk Malachos comes from Heina? They both subscribe to Chiluk Malachos. The bottom line is that if you do many Malachos Vamechad, you're chayim multiple Chatos. Does it really make a difference as to what the Makor is, or is it just simply, look, Mashmaus Dorshinish Kriga Benayim. The Gemara even quotes a third Shita. Shmuel Mechaleha Mos Yumas. What does that mean? Hatoripsa Misos Harbe. There are many Chayuvim. You can be Chayuv many times, right, for a single act of Chilul Shabbos. Okay. How do you understand Chiluk Malachos? A person does many Malachos. He's violating the same pasuk of Lo Sasecha Malacha. Why is it that he's chayiv more than once? I would have said, what do you mean? One pasuk? Behelam Echav? You're chayiv once. So no, Makoros, that's not the truth. Bechalam Al Simas, Heina, Lo Sevar Oesh, you're chayiv multiple chatos. How do you understand that? So when you look at the sugi and krisos, and that tezvav, just the Mishnayos increases. The Mishnayos give you different examples of multiple chiyuvei chatos. Multiple chiyuvei chatos. Let me give you the most obvious example. Well, let's assume a person is mechalel Shabbos, and a person eats chaylev. So he's chayv two chatos. You'll ask me, why two chatos? Why two chatos? Of course you chayv two chatos. That's how pidin what we call shemos muchlakim. It's a different shame isser entirely. Why should you only be chayiv once? You violated an isser of Shabbos. You violated an isser of chaylev. Why should you think you're only chayiv once? Independent isurim generate independent chiyuvim. That's clear. But then when you look at the Mishnah, you see you have more subtle cases. Let's assume, for example, a case of ba'al nidos harbe. Nidos harbe. It's the same isser nida, but with many manifestations. It's the same isser. Even then you're chayiv of multiple chatos. That's not shemus muflakim. The shem isser is exactly the same. That's what the Gemara terms gufin muflakim. Gufin muflakim. It's a different cheftza, so to speak, a different manifestation of the very same isser. Sometimes you can be chayiv an additional chatos because despite the fact that it's the same shem isser, it's a different goof in the chlokim. Therefore, you're chayiv more than once. Or the Gemara says even further, chiddush according to Rabbi Yeshua, tanchuyim uchlokim. Tanchuyim literally means the plate. Tanchuyim uchlokim. A person sits down and eats b'shogeg, roasted chaylev, cooked chaylev, boiled chaylev. The preparation of the chaylev, if it is distinct, that will generate its own chiyuv chatos. That's called the different ma'isa afilo. That's not a different shame isser. There isn't a separate lav in the Chumash for, right, tzli and bishul and tigun when it comes to chaylev. That's another example of tanchui muchlakim, like gufa muchlakim. In other words, that sometimes you're chayiv multiple chatos because it's a different chalo shame isser. Sometimes you're chayiv because it's a different manifestation of the very same isser itself. Once you have these models, so I ask you a critical question. What about Malachi Shabbos? A person does an act of kotzer, a person does an act of tochein. He's chayev tuchatos. Why is that true? Why is that true? Is that called shemos muflakim, or is that called gufim muflakim? In Lundis, what type of chiluk chatos is that? Shemos muflakim, gufim muflakim. I'll tell you, it's a Gemara. A Gemara in Shabbos and Dafayim Beis, where the Gemara says the following: if a person violates a melacha of Tochen in Kotzer. The Gemara says that, what do you mean? That's like two independent Yisurim entirely. The Gemara says that's like Chele V'dam. Pachatarti Mechayim, Pachatarti Mechayim. The Gemara says Kotzer in Tochen is like Chele V'dam. Sounds almost explicitly that the relationship of Tochen and Kotzer is like the relationship of Chelev and Dam. Chelev and Dam are two independent Yisurim entirely. Sounds from the Gemara, it's like Shemus Machlokir. You know, sometimes you read a Gemara, Rashi has a brief comment. You know, Rashi's saying some great Kiddush, but you don't exactly know what that is. Rashi writes on that Gemara, right? Tochen and Kotzer, Chelev and Dam, Rashi writes, Shehem Shnei Gufim. That's what Rashi writes. You know something's going on. But if you don't know Krisus, you're not going to know what that statement means. That's a great chiddush of Rashi. Rashi is being madchi, he's playing down the diuk of the Gemara. The Gemara writes that Kotzer in Tochen, it's like Chelev and Dam. Rashi is telling you, no, it's not really like Chelev and Dam. Chelev and Dam are two different Shemos Yisr, they're two different Sukim. What the Gemara simply means to say is they're Shnei Gufim, it's a different Chetzim. In other words, this is what Rav Nachman Zemer writes in Siman Hei of Totzos Naim, Rashi Shita, Gufin Muchlokin. The relationship of one Malachi and another is like Ba'al Nilo Sarbe, like Rabbi Shua's Tanchui Muchlokin. It's not the different Chaloshimis. If you look in the Tosus Rid, toward the end of Shabbos, Kuflam and Chesam and Aleph, the Tosus Rid writes, that's not true, but the Tosus Rid writes the following Yiddish. The Tosus Rid writes, once you assume Chiluk Malachos, Ki ilu ksiv lav akol malacho umalacho. It's as though there's a separate Isser lo sase for each and every malacha, Vahavi kamo lavim de chele vedam. And it's exactly like chele vedam. That is Rashi Shnei Gufim. It's exactly like Chele V'dam. Borer in Tochen and Kotzer are different Shemos Yisr. Ki ilu ksiv lav akol malacha. Umalacha. In other words, Shemos Mochakim. That's the Chiddush of the Tosas Rid. So if you read the entire line in the Tosas Rid, you see a couple of incredible Chiddush. The Tosas Rid begins as follows. Kevan dehavar lechalek yatzas. That's where it begins. So then, ki'ilu ksiv lav akom alach amalach. Why does the Tosus Rid begin that kevan davar lachalak yatzas? I would have said kevan dematzino chiluk malachos ki'ilu ksiv lav akom alach amalach. The Tosus Rid, no, kevan davar lachalak yatzas. In other words, there are three makaros for chiluk malachos. But if you hold like Rabbi Nassan, davar lachalak yatzas, then ki ilu ksiv lav akol malacha malacha. That's a very great chiddush of Tosus Rid. Tosus Rid is assuming this critical issue that we raised. What is the relationship of each and every one of the malachi Shabbos? Is it a different chaloshim iser, or is it the same iser but a different manifestation? Gufim tuim lechlokim. You know, the Tosus Rid seems to imply that that should depend on the source of chiluk malachos. That should depend on our Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi. Very mistaken. If you hold like Rabbi Nassan, how do you know Chiluk Malachos? Well, the Torah singles out a single Malacha as an independent Isser. Lo sevaro eish b'chol mosh v'seichem yom ha-shabbos. That's a lam b'fnei atzma. And lo lamed atzma yatza, lamed al-kav kol yatza, meaning every one of the lamedes Malachos is ki'ilu ksiv lav akol malacha malacha. And therefore there is an independent iser for each and every malacha. Let's assume like God, like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the reason that single Torah singles lots of variations, not a malacha. How do you know chiluk malachas? Heina. Heina, because in the parsha of Chatos, the Torah says, sometimes you're chayv many chatos. From that pasuk of Heina, you certainly cannot derive the concept of kiluk siv malacha al kol malacha malacha. Sometimes you're chayev b'nei chataos. Yeah, you're chayev for ba'al nidos harbe. You're chayev for tanchuyim uchlokim. You're chayev b'nei chataos even for the same chaloshim iser as well. That's why the Tosafot Shel Bedavka writes that cave in the Havar lechalak yotzas, then ki'ilu k'siv lav akol melacha melacha, and v'havilei kalav in the chele v'dam. In other words, the Tosafot understood this essential issue in Melacha Shabbos. Shemos mechlokim, gufim mechlokim. This is part of our machlokas of Rabbi Nos and Rabbi Yossi. Pretty fascinating. You read Rabbi Nos and Rabbi Yossi, you don't think it has anything to do with this. No, that's it. Because the makar of chiluk malachos is critical in determining the relationship between one malacha and another malacha. And then the Tosas Rid writes a bombshell, a greater chiddush. Bitzorech lahasros, a chelev mishum chelev, adam mishum dam. When it comes to hasra, a person is eating chelev. What's the hasra? Chelev. A person is eating dam. What is the hasra? Dam. The Tosafot should write, since this is true, kilu k'siv lava komalacha malacha, therefore, just as when it comes to hasra, chelev and dam, you have to give hasra for chelev, chelev, dam for dam, hu hadin l'chom malacha malacha. That's why you require a specific hasra. The Tosafot Shid writes this incredible chiddush: whether you require a specific hasra mefuretes or a general hasra on Shabbos, all of that should depend on Rav Nos and Rav Yossi. What exactly is the makor of chiluk malachos? The reason one should require a specific hasra is based on that chiddush. We're kind of conditioned, because Tosus always assumes that Hasra has to be specific. Baba Kama Daf Beis, right? Whenever the Gemara discusses, what's the definition of Av, what's the definition of Toda? Right? Tosus is saying, Nafkimim, then you have Hasra. The given of Tosus is that you have to be Masra and Av individually, and now we can go on and discuss, what about when it comes to a case of a Toda? You know who disagrees? The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam assumes that's absolutely not true. Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin Perikei disagrees, maintains that certainly is not the case. It's very unclear how you give Hasra. Hasra requires that you have to tell the person what you're doing is wrong. That's sure? And you have to let the person know that this is seriously wrong. Right? The person says, I know it's wrong, it's a minah. No, no, it's not a minah. It's Chilul Shabbos Daraisa. So therefore you have to mention it's wrong, and if you do so, you're Chayav Misa. You have to mention that this is usur, and you have to mention what the onesh is. But do you have to do anything more than that? The Rambam never indicates that anything more is necessary. That Rambam, Perikei Avot HaSanhedrin, right? The Rambam writes that when a person is doing Malach on Shabbos, you can say, Al tasa davar zeh. Don't do that, because if you do it, you're chayav misa. The Rambam does not require any specific asra. We're used to Tosus. The Tosus assumes you need a specific hasra. Specific hasra does not even mean Shabbos. It means you have to finger the malacha. The Tosus writes, all of this results from Rabbi Nos and Rabbi Yossi. Only Rabbi Nos requires a specific hasra because he derives chiluk malachos right from that particular case. No, that's a very great thing. There's so many chilukim that emanate from Rav Nos and Rav Yossi. How you understand Melachah Shabbos, how you understand cases of Hasra, whether it's a lav and essay or just a lav, whether it applies again, if not, all of this are the Diyukim of the Rishonim and Rav Nos and Rav Yossi. The Avnei Nezer writes that perhaps there's even a further level. This Avnei Nezer's father, Rechaim and Reish Lam Ches. When it comes to Melachah of Havara, I go ahead and I create a flame, I burn a particular chefetz, that's the Melachah of Los Sevar Oish. Is there toldos of Havara? Toldos of Havara. The Avnei Nezer points out that it would appear from the Rambam Shita that the Av Malacha is something which burns. It's a Dabar HaMizbayer, it's combustible. If you have something where that is not the case at all, then that is only considered to be a Tolda. For example, a person who heats up barzel, that the Avnei Nezer writes based on the Rambam, that's only considered to be a tolda. It's not something that is burning, it's heated, it's red hot, Yeah, and then it'll cool down to its prior state. As opposed to the av malach havara is where something is consumed, destroyed through the process of havara. Now the Nezer Aysen Poshim Shach and the Rambam no saying Shemin Bener. You have a candle which is already burning. Right? And you just add to it. You add oil. So now it burns longer. The Gemara says you're Chai Mishum Mavir because you're extending the Havara. Now the Nezer writes that's only a Tolda. No sin Shemin Bener. That's a Tolda. That's not the Av. The Av Malachi is right, not just simply an extension. Or not just the heating, but rather it's something that, in the chatchila, you're causing to be destroyed through the act of los sevarovish. The different avos and toldos. Abdenezer raises the following interesting issue. Is it obvious that there are toldos to los sevarovish? Yeah, the Rambam writes, they're toldos. Maybe that's only because the Rambam passes like Rabbi Hassan. If Havara is lachalek yatsas, and Havari is one of the Lamites Malachos, so of course, they're Avos and they're Toldos. If you were to assume like Rabbi Yossi Shita, that Lo Savar Leish is an Yisra Lav, like Tchumi, Mechamer, Shvisas Behemto, Shvisas Avadim, Shvisas Kelim, according to Beis Shammai, are there Toldos to those things? They're Toldos when it comes to Yisri Lavim. There's a Told of Mechamer, a Told of Tchumi, a told of Shvisa Savadim? No. They're toldos for the Lamites Malachos. So Abinezer suggests, again, a very great chiddush that according to Rabbi Nassan, there are no toldos darais at all when it comes to Los Sevarovish. Those Yisrim and Yisri Drabanam. Because only if something is an Av Malach can you have toldos. And you know who disagrees? The Shag Yisrael Mechaskina. Right, and assumes that certainly is not true. That's part of their whole scheme. That no, you can't compare those sevaroish. Those sevaroish is bichlal hamalacha. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, the chiddush is the reduction. Despite the fact that it's a malacha, nonetheless, they're considered in the fact to be chayim. Many nafkaminis. You know, Rabbi Nassar, Rabbi Yossi, it's a fascinating example where you can have right the few lines in the Gemara that just tells you machlokas legabe onesh. There's so many potential critical issues that could hinge. Right, on this machlokas, Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi. But if you look at that Tosus Rid, it's very compelling. Right, the whole understanding of chiluk malachos and Shabbos and the relationship of one malacha to another depends on our issue of Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Let me mention one comment regarding Binyan HaMishkan, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. In Parshas Terumah, we discussed that at length. We had mentioned at that time that their uniqueness that you find when it comes to the Aron over all the other Klei HaMikdash. The Ramban and Sefer Mitzvot, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, that the purpose of all other Kelim is Avoda, not true when it comes to the Aron. The Ramban and Parshas Truma, where the Ramban writes that everything is Loshen Yachid with exemption Va'asu Aron, that Asiyah is considered to be a Mitzvah which is the Kol Echad V'Echad. Right, distinctions between Aron as opposed to Kelim. One of the clear differences, additionally, between Aron and other Klei HaMikdash is what the Torah writes regarding Lo Yasurim, that the Aron was not one of the only Kelim that had Badim. Badim were found in other Kelim as well. Nonetheless, right, the Isra of Lo Yasurim, right, that is something which only applies to the Aron. It doesn't apply to the Mizbeach, right? It doesn't apply to the Shulchan. That Gemara Neumann of Ayin Bey is a Mesir Bade Ha'aron Loke. That is when it comes to the Aron. So even though many Kalim, right, had Badim, but nonetheless, the Isra Bo Yisrim is unique when it comes to the Aron, right? The further difference. And when it comes to the relationship of Aron and the Badim, right, that is considered to be somewhat inseparable. In light of this, that there is such an iser of lo yosrim that applies to Aron. In other words, it's almost that the Badei Aron are part of the Chefetz Shel Aron. Mashenkin, when it comes to Shar Kelim, right, the purpose of the Badim is simply b'seisosa. to transport the kli, so therefore he'll insert the body in order to go ahead and do so. And in fact, when it comes to the mizbeach, the pasuk says in Shmos Chav Zayin that the badim are b'sei sosa. The same thing when it comes to shulchan, right? Earlier in Perek Chafei, b'sei sosa. When it comes to the aron, that certainly is not true. There, the badim ha'aron are their tummy, their tummy. So that's an interesting difference. Perhaps it's based on what the Medrash Rabbah writes in Parsha Lamed Aleph, right? That the aron and the badim represent various chelkei ha'Torah. Right, the Aron is the Keser Torah, the Bar of the Machzikei HaTorah, and that is inseparable. That is part of the Chefzah Shel Aron, right? As opposed to simply, more pragmatically, just to transport the Aron from place to place. The reason I highlight this is because of the following. When it comes to Aron, there's Nisra Lo Yasrimu. With this in mind, right, you find a difficulty in the Psukim in Vayakel and Pekudim. Who is it that placed the Badim in the Aron? When you look in Vayakel, right, in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Hey, the Torah is speaking about the role of Bitzalel, and there the Pasuk says, Vayaveyas Abadim Batabaos, that Bitzalel went ahead and placed, right, the Badim in the Tabaos. And then you look at Pekudei, right, in Perek Mem, Pasuk Yirches, there the Pasuk sums up that Vayakemos Lashamishkan. And the pasuk says now in Pasukah, Vayikach, Vayiten es ha'edus el ha'aram, Vayasem es ha'badim el ha'aram. And now Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and he affixed the badim. So it's interesting that in Vayakel it writes Bitzalel did so. In Pekud it writes Moshe Rabbeinu did so. It's not just simply who did so, right? There's an Isser Lo Yasurim in them, right? Once they're affixed, somehow it can't be removed and replaced. What was the purpose of the dual act of the badim? And in effect, if the badim were inserted by Bitzalel, how then is it possible to go ahead and to apparently what, remove the badim and then replace it by Moshe Rabbeinu? Why exactly was that the case? Perhaps one could understand this in the following. Now let me begin with from another direction. When you look at the Rambam, the Rambam cites the Gemara Neuman Daf Chaf Aleph that, you know, there are many things that were missing in the time of the Bayi Sheni. Right, they didn't have the same Hashras Hashchinen, the Arn was not Bim Komo, and the Gemara writes that Urim Vitumim was also lacking in Bayi Sheni. Urim Vitumim. What exactly does that mean? So the Rambam writes, Beis HaBechira Dalet Aleph, it does not mean that the Urim V'Tumim were absent in Bayi Sheni. Cannot be. The Rambam writes that the Urim V'Tumim, of course, were present in Bayi Sheni. So what exactly does the Gemara mean? That somehow it was lacking at that time. The Rambam writes, Lo hayu meshivim ruach hakodesh, lo hayu nishalim behem. The Urim V'Tumim didn't function. In Bayi Rishon, the Urim V'Tumim would respond. And by Yishen, it didn't respond. But it must be that they were present. Why must it be that they were present? The Rambam writes the following, Rai Mokachas, because the Urim V'Tum are necessary, Lahashlim Shmona Begadim L'Kohen Gadol. Because that's part of Big Day Kuna. Kedosh Le'ich M'chusse Begadim, what we discussed last week. Without it, the Kohen Gadol is M'chusse Begadim. So obviously, it must have been there, right? If not, so the Kohen Gadol Zavod would be psula, be mechuleles. So the Gemara means that it was lacking in the sense that it didn't function. Right? And the Rav screams, Mechateisi. The Urim V'Tumim are one of the big day Kohen Gadol. The Rav writes, that's not true. The Urim V'Tumim are not part of big day Kohen Gadol. They're not nine big day Kohen Gadol. They're eight big day Kohen Gadol. The Urim V'Tumim is not one of them. A Kohen Gadol is not considered Tima Chusri Begadim if he doesn't don the Urim V'Tumim. And in Bayi Sheni, there were no Urim V'Tumim. That's what the Rambam writes. What exactly is the Rambam Shita? There are nine Big Day Kohen Gadol. Urim V'Tumim in addition, so Pashur Pshat, no, of course not. The Rambam Lechora understood as follows, and this is perhaps the analogy. The Rambam understood the Aron houses the Luchos. So too, the Choshen houses the Urim V'Tumim. That's the Rambam's analogy. The Luchos are to the Aron as the Urim V'Tumim are to the Choshen. You can't have an Aron without Luchos. You know, there are other Kalim. The Mishnah tells us there are multiple Kalim. Right? And I'm not sure when it comes to the Aron, in the sense that the Aron is the Aron with the Luchos. The Rambam writes the same issue when it comes to the Choshen. What is the role of the Choshen? To house the Urim V'Tumim. Without the Urim V'Tumim, you don't have the Choshen. And the Kohen Gadol is Mechusse V'Gadim because Choshen is one of the big day kunah. The Ravid understood that, no, it's true, that the Luchos are Ma'akvin Ba'aron, that's the purpose of the Aron, to house the Luchos. But you can have a Choshen even without the Urim V'Tumim. And a Kohen Gadol, therefore, is not Mechusse V'Gadim. And in Afinami, by Sheni, the Kohen Gadol did not wear the Urim V'Tumim. Not that he wore, but it didn't respond. In fact, there's a Drasha Saran, a Drasha Gimel, where the Drasha Saran writes exactly like this Raya. First, the Drasha Saran writes as follows, I'll bring you a beautiful Raya. And that is, he writes, when you look in Parshas Pekudei, when the Torah enumerates the Big Day Kuna, it does not mention Urim V'Tumim. Because Urim V'Tumim is not an inherent part of the Big Day Kuna at all. And he says, that's the meaning of the Medrash, the Ran writes. The Medrash that Rashi quotes, that Aaron HaKohen was not envious of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, V'racha V'samach B'libo. He'll be genuinely happy that you were chosen to the Manag of Klal Yisrael. So Rashi quotes the Medrash that writes, that because of that mindset of Aaron HaKohen, V'racha V'samach B'libo, he was zocha to be able to wear the Urim V'Tumim Alibo. The Ran writes, what exactly does that Medrash mean? B'skus that Aaron HaKohen, V'racha V'samach, therefore, he was tapped to be the Kohen Gadol. That's not what it says. He was zocha to wear the Urim V'Tumim. So the Ran explains, Enachinami. Urim V'Tumim are not an inherent part of Big Day Kuna. And one certainly could envision that Aaron HaKohen would be the Kohen Gadol, but Moshe Rabbeinu would wear the Urim V'Tumim. And therefore, there must have been another s'chus whereby Aaron was zochet to wear the Urim V'Tumim. That's V'racha V'samach B'libo. Because the fact that he was destined to be Kohen Gadol does not necessarily mean he had to wear the Urim V'Tumim. And that's the Chiddush the Medrash. That's the Rambam's Mefurish. In Drasha Gimel, in other words, like the Ravid Shita, that they're not inseparable. You don't have the Aron without the Luchos. But the Choshen, one could envision without Urim V'Tumim. It's a fascinating amount of things. In other words, certainly the Luchos are Ma'akvin Ba'aron. The Aron without the Luchos, a box. But it doesn't have the Kedushas Aron. It doesn't have the Chefetz Shalom in that particular case. Perhaps one could suggest then a further Chiddush as follows. If the Yisra V'lo Yisrimenu applied to all the Kalim, okay, but it doesn't. It only applies to Aron. It doesn't apply to all Kalim. That is uniquely true when it comes to Aron. I would just add the one caveat, right? It applies to the Aron when you have Chefetz Shalom, Kedusha Sa'aron, when you have the Luchos that are present in the Aron. The Rambam, the Rambam can argue about Choshen without Urim V'Tumim, but you don't have the Kedusha Sa'aron without the Luchos. So the Yisra V'lo Yisrimenu only was true in that particular case. With that in mind, when you go back to these two Pesukim, Vayakon Pekudei, so the Pesukim are incredibly mendiyuk. The Pasuk writes that when it comes to Bezalel, Lamed Zayin Hei, Ve'yaveyas ha'badim b'tavos, the Bezalel went ahead and he put the badim into the Aron. Why did he do so? The Pasuk continues and says, Laseis es ha'aron. That's difficult, Laseis es ha'aron. The role of the badim Aron is not Laseis es ha'aron. That the only Torah tells us when it comes to Mizbeach and Shulchan. The answer is that at this point in time, it did not have the Chefetz Shel Aron. Because at this point in time, the Luchos were not in the Aron. And therefore, what Bezalel did was simply for the purpose of Losei Sesa'arim. In Parshas Pekudei, that's when the Pasuk says, Vayakar Moshe Shem Mishkan. And then in Pasuk Chaf, it's the very same Pasuk. Vayikach Vayitenes Ha'edus El Ha'arim. That Moshe Rabbeinu now took the Luchos and he placed them in the Aram. Then Vayasim Es Ha'badim Al Ha'arim. Pashur Shat as follows, that here, B'taras Badei Ha'arim, that had to be after the Luchos already inserted. The Luchos already placed into the Aram. And that's when there was an Israel lo yosimim. And there the pasuk does not say lasei sesarim. Moshe Rabbeinu did not place the badim lasei sesarim. That was b'toras chefte shalarim. Right, but that was only after the luchos were munachim arim. What Bezalel did previously, there was no Israel lo yosimim. That's why the pasuk says that was considered to be lasei sesarim. So perhaps again, that's a further difference between Aron and other Luchos, that the Aron not understood in terms of Avoda, the role of the Aron in terms of housing the Luchos, and even if one argues that that could be debated when it comes to Choshen, Urim v'Tumim, when it comes to Aron, that certainly is an inherent part. The Luchos are Ma'akvin Baron, and perhaps that's the Diuk in the Psukim regarding the Badim and the Yisrael Lo Yosef.